Hi there, I hope you've enjoyed the last 2 days of teachings. I know yesterday's was quite an in-depth and long one, but it really was to give you some, I suppose, in-depth guidance and delve deeper into the energy of surrendering and also letting go and acceptance. And today this is a really short teaching because I'm sure you had enough of it yesterday to get you to just ask yourself some questions around the energy of surrendering and how it affects you personally, in relation to your own circumstances. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, what are you afraid will happen if you let go of control? Because as I talked about yesterday, fear is generally behind control. And when you pinpoint that fear, question its validity. Ask yourself, is that fear really true? Or if you've just kind of developed it as a way of protecting yourself. So can you really know that if that fear comes to pass, for instance, will it actually end up ruining things? Will your life be awful? Or is the fear even going to come to pass at all? What is so bad about the fear that you have? Okay, so what are you afraid will happen if you let go of control? What is your fear around that? The second one is a really interesting one, and it's about whose business you're in. So when you're focusing on yourself, your own reality, and what things in your reality you can directly influence, so like your thoughts, at times your emotional self, which are triggered by your thoughts, steps that you can take and actions that you can fulfill, there are definitely things that are within your control. What's out of your control is how somebody else lives their life, what they do, what they say, or how they think. And you may disagree with that, but you may find yourself judging it and being completely in their business. And one of the best and most freeing things to do actually is to stay in your own lane, as they say, and stay in your own business, because you cannot control or alter what somebody else does or think. And actually, if you're spending so much time in somebody else's business, you're distracting yourself from what you need to look at. None of us are perfect, and I will admit that I can get caught up in judgmental thoughts, and I've had something recently go on over the last kind of week or a half that I've been very, very judgmental about. And actually, it doesn't make me feel good. I feel bad after I've been judgmental. But also, I'm not perfect. And I'm sure people have plenty of things to say about the way that would be best for me to deal with my life. So it is important. And it actually frees up a lot of negative energy. And it just fits into that energy of surrender. So think about that in your questions. And the last thing is just to consider this: would letting go, if you let go, would it feel like freedom? Because actually, when you loosen that grip and you allow yourself to be in more flow, you are setting yourself free. And that's what surrender is all about. It doesn't feel like you're going to do that. But ask yourself this question as well. Tomorrow we're going to be doing a meditation. So this is really the last kind of questions, excuse me, that I'm going to be getting you to ask yourself. And that is, how would I feel if I just continue to try and stay in control? How is that working for you? How is trying to control everything around you or control some things in your life, like outcomes or other people, or how you feel they should do things, or how you feel something should happen? How has it worked? Has it worked? Probably the answer is going to be no, but it's just something to leave you on. So I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. We're going to be doing a beautiful meditation. It is going to be about 15 minutes in length, like I said, but I'm very excited about it to hopefully help you surrender and release. And I hope you have a beautiful day.